The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
Get back. Hello, Patriots and Freedom Fighters. Broadcasting from my home studio in downtown Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, worldwide as National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio and Patriot Nation Radio Network. I am your host for the next 2 hours of common sense and constitutional discussion. I'm Peter Seraphine. Just got a note from the producer. Lots of robot crappy scam calls coming into the phone lines. That should make for a fun show. Anyway, tonight I got a couple of small topics I'd like to talk about in this first half hour. Then in the second half hour, we've got Dr. Jen Vandewater from the Wellness Company. And then after that, I've got a bigger constitutional discussion about how did we go from this clearly constitutional restricted government to this thing that we're living under right now. And apparently we're having other issues. Ah, man. Well, I see what happened.
Wrong microphone. That's better. Man, all kinds of technical issues. I'm giving up. I'm about to give up the video live stream. I am. I've now done more crap to try to produce the live stream, and the live stream video is getting frustrating, and it's starting to interfere with the radio show. And this is primarily a radio show, so I can't allow that to happen. So, anyway. First things first, this first half hour, more of a light segment. One thing that it got to me the other day when I was at, Wally World, Walmart, because as much as I hate Walmart, it is awful convenient. And I was at Walmart, and the same holds true at my local grocery store, too, I have to say. So those stupid self-checkout lines. My grocery store has gotten so bad that they have, I never actually counted, I don't remember the number, like 15 checkouts, and like three of them can ever have a person on them. The rest of them are all self-checkouts all the time. It's annoying. Like, it's almost like local retailers are asking you to order everything from the internet. They want you to go to Amazon. Because the only reason left to go to your local stores, you want to touch and feel the products that you're going to buy, see them side by side so you can compare them, and customer service. And customer service is gone. It's dying. It's like, for cripe's sake, you can't even get somebody to check you out at a cash register anymore. So the last time I was in Walmart, and I went through one of those self-checkouts because there were, no real line. There was like two cashiers actually working, and the lines were so ridiculously long that I said, oh, screw it. I only have a few things. I'm going to go through the self-checkout. But when I was done paying for my transaction, a little 5-star rating scale thing came up on the screen and said, hey, rate your transaction. So I put 1 star because I hate the fact that I have to do it myself. If you're going to make me do it myself, I want an employee discount. That never happens. And then to make matters worse, you go through the self-checkout yourself without your employee discount. And then on your way out, there's somebody there going, can I see your receipt, please? No, you can't see my receipt because nobody trained me how to use this stupid thing. And if I miss something, screw you. Your fault. How I feel about it. But anyway, back up to the ratings. I think we should all do that. Anytime you get that survey, stick around. You pay, wait just a second for the screen to reset. And if it resets with one of those, you know, how rate your transaction things, one star. I'd do zero, but that's not a choice. I think we should all do that. But this is a live call-in show. And I do like to hear your thoughts on the things that I'm rambling about. So if you'd like to call in and you can get to through to the producer past all the spam robot calls that we're apparently getting tonight, the phone number is 512-248-8252 or 800-313-9443 if you like that toll-free option. So that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about. Another one is something that I'm pretty sure some of you folks listening out here on Republic Broadcasting Network aren't going to like. But I'm okay with that. Oh, we got a good caller already. Jerry in Chicago, line one. Welcome to the show, Jerry.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot. You know, you're talking about these self-checkouts. I don't shop at Walmart. I've been in a Walmart four times since they've been around. That's not a problem. My grocery store is Aldi. They just started putting self-checkout lines or aisles over there as registers. Last time I was in there, 2 weeks ago. And I refused to go through it. You know, I go to the one, I'll go stand in the line for a few extra minutes where a person scans the items, throws them in your cart, you just bag them up and you walk out the door. But you were talking about somebody asking you for a receipt. I went to a Home Depot one night and I bought a tile saw. And now this Home Depot is in a half white, half black neighborhood. And all black employees, all black customers. I think I was the only token white guy there. So I walked in there and I looked around and I said, okay, this is a tile saw. I'm going to buy it. I only got to cut a couple of tiles. So what the heck? And got a security guard who's black, who's standing right in front of my register, sees me pay for the item. I put my receipt and money back in my pocket. I put this thing under my arm, and a tile saw is not real heavy, but it's a bulky item, you know. And I start to walk out, and he stops me, and he says, can I see your receipt? I said, you've seen me stand in line and pay for it. What the hell do you need to see my receipt for? Well, I have to verify that you paid for it. No, you don't. Here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk back over here to the counter, and I'm going to return the frickin' item and go to a store where I don't have to show the security guard my receipt when they watch me pay for it. And I'm also going to bitch you out to the manager. So, and that's exactly what I did. And I told him, I says, you know what? It'll be a far crime if I ever come in this store again. I only hit it because it was actually on my way home that day, and I didn't want to go get home and then go back out and go grocery shop. And I try to do things in a horseshoe. Make all your stops before you come home, park your vehicle, you're done for the day. But that's, I wanted to mention that to you since you got on that subject, and it's been irking me for a long time. Because that was 2008 when I bought the tile saw, because that's when I remodeled my kitchen. But anyway, I wanted to ask you a question. Didn't you say your regular full-time job, you work for the United States Parcel Service?
Yes.
Okay.
Postal Service. I'm federal, not the brown truck.
Oh, United States Postal Service. Okay, what did I say, parcel?
I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I might have just not heard you right, too. You know.
What is the difference between the United States Post Office and the United States Postal Service?
The United States Post Office became the United States Postal Service in, like, the 1970s or something like that.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say what happened was in the 1970s, the Post Office was, cock of the walk. They were raking in all kinds of money. They were doing super fantabulous. And somebody in Congress decided that, well, we need to split them off. and instead of being a direct, like, cabinet-level executive department, they became this semi-autonomous thing, and they changed the name to the Postal Service instead of the Post Office. But then, of course, FedEx and UPS came around, and mail volumes, like first-class letter mail volumes, started to go down, and they weren't, you know, cock of the walk, raking in all kinds of money anymore.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Can I still mail a letter anywhere around the country as long as it's under the within the normal weight for 3 cents?
No.
For 3 cents. I can't do it even if I letter the, even if I put the proper letting on the face of it and everything, because I was planning on doing this for Christmas this year and telling everybody, hey, did you look at the envelope? It takes it takes a couple weeks. It takes a couple weeks to get it through, but it's supposed to go through.
Nope. If you put something less than 63 cents, then one of two things will happen. It'll be returned to you with a stamp on it saying more postage needed, or it will go to whoever you address it to with a postage due requirement, and they'd have to pay the additional 60 cents if they wanted it.
Oh, okay, because that's something I wanted to ask you since the last time when you mentioned you were, you live in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Okay, so I remembered that, and you did mention you work for the Postal Service, so, okay. I'm still going to try it, though, and if it gets returned to me, then I'll realize that, hey, man, this dude was right, but I'm going to give it a shot. Okay?
Yeah, give it a shot.
All right. Well, hey, that's all I wanted to mention, and I hope you get some other callers, and you have a great show.
Hey, thank you very much, Jerry. I greatly appreciate that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Not to excuse the security guard at Home Depot that Jerry was talking about there, but I have seen where people are stealing using these self-checkout lines by, you know, they'll go up there with one of them big flat-screen televisions, but they'll pick up a candy bar right near the checkout, and then they run it across the scanner, and they scan the candy bar. So it looks like they scanned the TV, but they scanned the candy bar. So I can understand to some extent why they might want to do that, but if the guy's watching, he's watching. I'm offended by the whole process. I'm offended by having to check myself out, and I'm offended when they want to see my receipt after I've checked myself out with no training and no discount. Sarah in Oregon on line 3. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi.
Yes.
Go to Target and ask about a straight pride section.
Yep.
Because Target's been in a lot of heat for
For
tuck-friendly construction and Satanist and an LGBT Satanist design. So here's the if you're gonna need to boycott the Target, go to Public Square. It's an app on your Android or iPhone. Thank you. Goodbye and God bless.
Okay, so I don't like the word boycott, but I get what you're saying. Sarah, that's awesome. Thank you very much for calling. Greatly appreciate it. I don't like the word boycott or cancel. But I do believe if a company is doing something that is directly against your beliefs, it is completely normal free market capitalism for you to go spend your money someplace else. I don't think that's a boycott. A boycott would be you standing out in front of the place telling everybody else to do that. But anyway. Yeah, spend your money with companies that support you and have values like you. Common sense. Lynn in Maryland, line 1. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
It's so good to hear you, Peter. I actually want to make a comment about the post office, but first, since we're on the Walmart thing, Walmart, right? My husband had one rule. You know, I could spend all the money in the world. He didn't care. But he actually said, no Walmart. And I actually had to compromise to get these Corningware, like, 2-quart bowls. And I'm like, that's the only place that has them. Can I go in and just get that, you know? And he's like, okay, that and nothing else. He hated Walmart. Okay, but stamps, for the fellow looking for stamps, get Forever Stamps. Then you don't have to worry when the price goes up. And right. You can buy either a roll of 100 at the post office, or you can do it by mail, or you can even do it by phone. I could dig up the 800 number where you can do it by phone. Or you can get a little book of stamps anytime you go to the grocery store. They usually sell them. So yep. there's my commercial for USPS.
Or ask your mail carrier when they come around.
Oh, that's a good idea. He drives by, and I don't get to talk to him. So,
well, you talk to him. They'll give you an envelope, a bright orange envelope. You put your check or your money in it, and check off what you want. Put it in the mailbox, and usually,
yeah, that's how I used to do it all. But you can only do it for your post office. I actually used that same envelope for my mother, and she's in a different zip code. You wouldn't believe the hoops that everybody had to go through on that one.
Because the envelope probably ended up in the mail stream going all over the place.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
Anyway, I think what the...
Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful night tonight. Thank you for all you do. And thank you, Michael. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think what Jerry was trying to do was to try to use a 3-cent stamp to send a letter, which you can't still do. But any stamp you buy nowadays is going to be a forever stamp, which means you don't have to worry about future price increases. Anyway, let's talk about right-to-bear insurance. Right-to-bear is the most affordable concealed carry insurance on the market, hands down. It's $11 a month for civil legal protection, criminal legal protection, for psychological support after the, I had to use my firearm event, to replace your firearm if it gets confiscated. $11 a month. Great plan. Everybody who owns a firearm should have it. Go to protectwithbear.com. That's protectwithbear.com. And use code Lighthouse, and I'll save you 10% off. That's like getting a month free every year. Protectwithbear.com, code Lighthouse.
It's time to make George Orwell fiction again.
Okay, so one of the smaller stories that I wanted to talk about this evening, at least one that I don't have as many notes for, I should say, and I don't think is going to take up as much time. But you, the callers, you can decide that. You can decide what we're going to talk about by calling in and changing the subject anytime you want. That's how live call-in radio works. And phone number again, 800-313-9443 for the toll-free option, or 512-248-8252. So I saw an article right before we came on there that got me a little bit excited. I personally saw it on Epoch Time or Epic Times. The headline was Supreme Court Rules Against the EPA in a Major Wetlands Case. And if you read through, what has happened is, you know, we've got the whole, it's Sackett v. EPA, S-A-C-K-E-T-T versus the EPA, if you want to look it up. So the Sacketts started to build a home in Idaho, in Priest Lake, Idaho, and the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers came in and said, you got to stop construction, and if you don't, we're going to fine you $30,000 a day. Because, you know, that's not unreasonable. So apparently some years ago, the EPA had determined that land was environmentally protected wetlands, and they had to get federal permits in order to do construction on their lands. Now, there is no visible water on their lot that connects to any other water. There's no creek, stream, no flowing anything. Like, quoting the article, the Sacketts say their lot lacks a surface water connection to any stream, creek, lake, or other body of water, and that it shouldn't be subject to federal regulations and permitting. Now, you remember, the EPA has the right. They think they have the right. They have assumed the power to regulate navigable waterways. But through the years, that navigable waterways has been extended to, well, wetlands adjacent to navigable waterways. And that's exactly what the EPA charges in this one, is that there's some kind of, I don't know, peat in the ground, and that it's very valuable and can't get rid of it and blah, 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 blah. But their lot is like across the 30-foot highway and more land before it gets to this lake that the EPA is trying to protect. So the Supreme Court just recently, as in today, just today, said that no, the EPA is overstepping and they can't do this. And they sent the case back to the, I think it was the 9th District, in order to redo their ruling to make it fit in with the opinion of the Supreme Court. That's pretty cool. Anytime our Supreme Court actually does their job and restricts our government back to something that looks like a constitutional republic, I'm gonna applaud it every time. Because in the second hour of the show tonight, I've got a whole bunch of examples, court case examples, Supreme Court decisions or opinions or whatever, that how we got to this extra constitutional government and society that we live in today. Right? Not fun, but when you look at what happened and when it happened and the cases involved, you kind of see how it got there, but we weren't paying attention at the time. And the last thing, got just a couple of minutes left before the first commercial break at the bottom of the hour. The last thing I wanted to touch on is this is my last show before Memorial Day. Now, I know anytime you bring up Memorial Day or Veterans Day or anything on RBN, somebody calls in and, well, they're anti-military and wants to argue with me. I don't want to hear it tonight. I want you to forget about the military leadership. I want you to forget about the mistakes our country has made. I want you to forget about the corruption in the military process. And remember what Memorial Day is for. Memorial Day is to remember the individual soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who died doing what they thought was right. Many of them volunteered for the military of the country that they loved. And granted, a lot of them got sent places that we shouldn't have been. I'm not going to justify Vietnam or Korea or Panama or Grenada or any of the Middle East wars. I'm not going to justify it. But that is not the fault of the individual soldier, sailor, airman, or Marine. That's leadership, not the individuals. There are tons of very heroic stories out there of people risking their lives to save others in the military. Some successfully, some not successfully. And those are the things that we need to remember. Like it or not, the military teaches pride. We don't have a whole lot of that left in our country anymore. So I ask you, come Monday, on Memorial Day, just take a minute and think about somebody you know who died serving in our military. And if you got 8 minutes, I record a Memorial Day, Labor Day, not Labor Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, Flag Day, and Independence Day speech every year. Find my Memorial Day speech for this year where I call out 4 of those heroes that I talked about. The music means it's time for break. We'll be back in about 3 minutes with Dr. Jen Vandewater from the Wellness Company on the other side.
Man. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Peter Serafin, your Thursday host of National Intel Report. And as promised, we've got Dr. Jen Vandewater from the Wellness Company joining us right now. She's as good-looking as she is smart, which is saying a lot. Dr. Jen Vandewater from the Wellness Company.
Hi, what an intro. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Doc. Well, you know, I joke all the time that nobody has any reason to ever want to watch a video of me. You, on the other hand, you're worth tuning in for.
Hopefully that helps. Hope that helps you out.
Welcome to the show. The first question I have is, was anybody in the medical community surprised when the WHO came out and said that they're expecting another pandemic that's going to be deadlier than COVID-19?
No. At least not on my team. We've all been waiting for when they're going to say something else is coming as their, COVID cycle's running thin and people are kind of coming aware. We are prepared that they're going to try anything. Is it real? Is it through another injection? I mean, we have a lot of questions, more questions than answers for what's coming out from the WHO.
Right. And what made me laugh about that was the pandemic more deadly than COVID-19. I'm like, oh, more deadly than 0.2% fatality rate or whatever it was. Well, that would be just about everything is more deadly than that. So that's not really
walking out your front door, you know, trip and fall down your stairs has a higher percentage for sure. Mm-hmm.
That's what I, well, when it all started, and I was just a little podcast host, I wasn't on any big networks or anything. It was just me talking to the 12 people that tuned in or whatever it was. That's what I said. Like, it's all, the whole life is risk assessment.
Yes.
You risk, you know, breaking your ankle when you step out of the bed in the morning, or falling down the stairs, or walking out the door and getting hit by a car, a bus, a train, whatever. Every moment of every day is risk assessment. So why was it when COVID came around that you and I weren't smart enough to do that risk assessment for ourselves anymore?
Well, there was a bigger plan, a bigger hidden agenda that I think was exposed. You know, and they had plenty of trial runs prior to COVID that they tested things on the population to see who would fall for a scamdemic, who lives in fear, who buys into big government being our savior and not God. So yeah, I think that they're just hitting the next button in their playbook, which I feel too, they're running out of steam. And those of us on the side of freedom, those of us that are awake, are out there, and we're not giving up. We're trying to help people realize what's going on. And they are like a caged animal. So they're cycling into the next thing, and they are using fear. And then there are people who believe in that fear and will, you know, look at those of us still like we're not on the up and up, that we are talking quackery, but what we're talking is truth. And again, I want to just say, with any sickness, it's your immune system. We have an immune system. We were created to be strong and to be healthy. Our bodies are driven to be well. We're not driven to actually be unwell, which is what mainstream media tells you. They, you know, mainstream doctors, mainstream media scares you into thinking that sickness is a normal part of life, which actually it's not. We're actually driven to be well. So the questions are, how do you stay well, right? So if we're driven to be well, and we know we're being sprayed on, we know our foods are not the same, we know our soil's been depleted of nutrients, so even if you grow your own garden, you're not getting what our ancestors used to get. So, you know, staying well is this time of year. You're in the Northeast like I am. Get outside, get in the fresh air, get some real sunshine. Let your feet touch the earth. Walk barefoot. You know, balance out your electrical charge of your body. We are electrical beings, you know, and you can become too toxified if you're not, you know, letting some of those electrons go free. And that happens when you walk barefoot on the earth. You know, choose to eat foods that keep your body alkaline. If you eat foods like high processed foods, high sugar foods, that will cause your body to be acidic. And when you're highly acidic, you become inflamed, and that inflammation leads to you being unwell. I am going to say this, and I've read a lot of reviews online about the wellness company's Spike support. Spike is everywhere, okay? We cannot avoid it now. We're living in a post-COVID world where whatever was happening with these injections, we are not sure. Protect yourself. Protect yourself, because Spike causes inflammation. So take the Spike support. You know, again, these are just simple things that we can do to take care of ourselves, so that with whatever they're trying to throw at us, if it's a scamdemic or if it's a new release of something else, we're prepared. We're prepared, and our bodies are healthy, and we can withstand a sickness if we do become ill.
Right. And the immune system fights off stuff all the time. I mean, I had an argument with a friend of mine at the beginning of COVID, and he was like, but this is a virus that nobody's ever seen before. And I'm like, nobody's ever seen a virus. Like, the existence of viruses is a theory that's never been proven, because you can't photograph one while they're alive. So, you know, you kill it, you put it underneath the ginormous electron microscope or whatever it is, and you're seeing the aftermath of the death, but you don't know which came first. Was it the virus that killed the cell, or did the cell release the virus? You know, whatever. Anyway, but it's a theory.
It's a theory. Yeah, germ theory and terrain theory, something I've looked into. And I don't, again, like you say, it's a theory, but it's something I question. And simple way to look at it, if you have a fish in a fish tank and the fish isn't doing well, do you inject the fish or do you replace the water?
Yeah, you treat the water, yeah.
Treat the water. Mm-hmm.
Environmental. So,
environmental.
And the other thing about that was, you know, there are hundreds of trillions of germs of whatever type on and in our bodies at all times. Our body is constantly fighting off the ones that it doesn't like and you know, helping the ones that it does. You got to stay in balance. You're right. You have to, you have to support that immune system. It's working for you all day, every day, whether you want it to or not.
Correct. And we do also have, I see you've got your QR code there. People can scan that if they'd like to get to the wellness company and search the products that we have. So I definitely touched on Spike Support. Spike Support is good whether you are, you know, chose to get that injection and you're noticing some things, or if you are sensitive to spike shedding, definitely I use it. I use it when I travel and I have not been sick since I started using it to travel and go out in public. So I know for a fact as myself, and again, you can read the reviews, but I also want to encourage people if they're concerned about, well, okay, I don't know, what can I do to keep my immune system strong? You know, we have an immune boost formula, which has, again, amazing ingredients, antioxidants. It has quercetin, vitamin C, reishi mushroom. Reishi mushroom. Mushrooms are amazing. I'm doing some research on mushrooms. I go out where I live and harvest chaga mushroom and use it in a tincture and add it to my tea because it has so many benefits. And the reishi mushroom that's in the immune boost actually helps your body's white blood cells. It helps them stay strong and able to fight off things. So I really recommend if people are saying, I don't know what to take, I'm confused, I want to keep my immune system strong, they can hook right up to the wellness company from your link there and purchase that product. And I will say with the immune boost, we did not add vitamin D to this formula because we have a vitamin D supplement separately and a lot of people take vitamin D separately on their own. So we did not want people to have to worry or say, oh, geez, I'm already taking vitamin D, now it's in this supplement. So if you are not on vitamin D is very important for immune health as well. I recommend getting as much as you can naturally. It's better to get it naturally, but it is important also to supplement. I supplement with it. Even when I get the sun, I just back down my dose for the summer months. So we do have a vitamin D with K. The importance of the K is it drives the calcium to the bones, not to your arteries. We don't want the calcium going to your arteries. Calcium makes things brittle and frail. So we want to make sure our arteries stay strong. So there's just a few tips right there of some things we have. Another one, I don't know if I mentioned this with you before, bee pollen. Bee pollen is, you know, this miracle thing that I discovered recently. And I'm just amazed at how it's like God's natural multivitamin. He's given us everything around us to use for our bodies to stay healthy. So bee pollen even helps too. If someone is suffering from long COVID and they are still, you know, suffering, their smell and their taste is still off, bee pollen has been known. Everyone I've talked to that's used it, it's helped them regain that their sense of smell and taste. So natural things. I mean, I know I'm the oxymoron of my industry as a pharmacist who is just going all natural right. Because our bodies are natural. We don't want to put anything artificial in them.
Well, you know, all the different styles and types of medicine in the world, you know, somehow, somewhere the allopathic, you know, take a pill for everything medicine won out, like holistic medicine. And I can't even think of the names of them all now, but they're all viewed as quackery.
Yeah.
But they were all around a lot longer than the modern medicine. So, yeah.
They tricked us, Peter, into thinking that decades and, you know, hundreds of years ago, they were unhealthier. They were not living as long. I mean, they fudged the numbers, okay? That's that's what you say. No, people were living long. They were eating red meat. They were eating salt. They were eating butter. They were eating eggs. They walked barefoot. They grew their own food. They didn't go to a grocery store. There were no pesticides and chemicals sprayed. The skies were blue all the time. People actually were healthier back then. And what they're doing to us today is a shame and disgusting. And people are becoming aware, people are asking questions, and it starts with the individual. It starts with each person realizing, making choices, better choices for their health. And what also is really important too is where you spend your money. So it's really important too, if you are using CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, you know, Target, let's go through all those big chain pharmacies, even grocery chains, you are funding big pharma. You're yep. funding big pharma if you get your prescriptions from those pharmacies. So what I always recommend people to do, do your research, you know, go to the internet, look up a local pharmacy near you, call them up, vet them. People say, well, how do I know they're aligned? Ask them if they fill ivermectin for COVID, and you're going to know right then and there whether they're your friend or not. So I really think it's important to just do your vetting. And then if they're not aligned with you, just move on to the next one until you find one. And if one is not near you, you can talk to these pharmacists because they're aligned with us. I guarantee you they'll mail you those prescriptions. They'll say, we'll work with you. Let's figure it out.
I got a little tear in my eye last week. My local pharmacy of 75 years closed down.
Oh.
The guy, he was the third owner. He had worked there as a kid in high school and then went to pharmacy school and came back and bought the place. And I don't know if he tried to sell it or not, but he just decided to retire and close the shop. And the unfortunate part about it to me is on the sign on the door says all your prescriptions have been transferred to the local CVS.
Didn't
like to see that myself, but let's back up. There are people on this network, they're listening to the sounds of our voices right now, who are and are not internet savvy. We have both of those. For those of you that are internet savvy, highly recommend TWC.health. And then use code Lighthouse to save yourself a little bit of money and to help support me. And if you're one of those not tech savvy people, the phone number for the wellness company is 800-758-1584. And the wellness company is the unwoke version of healthcare. And they're not even really healthcare the way that you think about it today. They're really more wellness and it holistic, whole body. Dr. Jen here is a doctor of pharmacology and Dr. Peter McCullough is one of the most published, is it cardiologist
yep,
in the history of the world?
Mm-hmm.
But because he said, you know, COVID, you know, said things that the CDC didn't like about COVID, then all of a sudden he's a quack. You know, before COVID, most published cardiologist ever. After COVID, he's a quack.
Yep.
Like, I don't think that happened for real, but that's what they did to him. The wellness company, you can talk to doctors and pharmacists and all those kinds of things. You can buy a membership and save some money on the supplements and talking to the doctors and the pharmacists. And it's just a fantastic thing. I love it. Like I said, I had said before, I had Dr. Jen on as a guest, I don't know, two or three times before I even realized they had an affiliate program and signed up to hawk it for us.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. And people too, if they call, they can just tell the customer service rep your code, Lighthouse. They just tell them that, and they can put that in, and they can still receive their discount and still help you at the same time.
Awesome. So the phone number again, because I know you didn't have a pen handy when I read it off the first time, 800-758-1584 for The Wellness Company. Now, my own personal story, last time you were here, Doc, I told you that I was setting up a home gym.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that. Please, okay. Share.
So I now have a treadmill, an elliptical, a stationary bike, and a rowing machine.
Wow.
That's all I'm getting. I ran out of room. My routine is I wake up at the same time that I always wake up, and I spend 30 minutes on one of those four devices before I start my day. I'm going to say I'm averaging probably 5 days a week. I'm having a hard time finding the sweet spot of pushing myself versus overdoing it. I'll overdo it one day and I won't want to do it the next and I won't be able to do as much the next day, but I don't want to be complacent at it either. So I'm having a hard time finding that perfect spot where I can do just a little bit more each day.
Yeah, it's important too not to overstress your body. So if you are feeling your body telling you, slow down, Peter, we're going too fast. We can't be going at this speed. It's okay. I also feel we have to realize we haven't just been lied to in, you know, medicine and media and politics. Exercise is not supposed to be the idea of no pain, no gain. That's not true. You know, I don't want you to feel you have to go out there every day and push yourself to the limit where you are exhausted. It's supposed to be motivating, stimulating, rejuvenating. So if you are feeling like 30 minutes is too much, try 20 and see how 20 minutes. And don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. It's okay.
Oh, no, it's not the 30 minutes part. It's the, you know, how much resistance or weight or whatever.
Oh.
I'm pushing myself too far that way. You know, 30 minutes, it doesn't matter, you know. Just turn it down or turn it up. That's the problem I have.
So definitely
as of yesterday, like last night, did the weight check for the first time since starting this. It's been 1 month and I have gained 2 pounds.
Muscle weighs more than fat.
I know it does, but I don't have a whatever the little fat caliper things. I can't figure that out. Or, you know, there's not a pool nearby for me to float in and see if I'm floating higher or lower than I was before.
Yeah.
I was a little disappointed in that when I stepped on the scale and I went, what? I went up 2 pounds.
And how long? It's been a few weeks, you said, right? Well, I think it was a month ago I spoke to you. So yep, has it been it a whole month?
It's been about a month.
It could easily be muscle. It could easily be that your body is just converting that fat over to muscle. And, you know, I wouldn't, if you're not noticing the gain, as in your clothes are tighter, I think you're good. So I don't want people, again, people do look at like numbers and things and measurements, and we're really not to be measured in numbers and, you know, things like that. So if you are, your clothes still fit good and you're feeling good, I think you're okay. You could just be converting that fat into muscle, especially if you were pushing yourself really hard. Like you said, if you have that dial turned way up and you're rowing as if you're rowing, you know, against a tsunami, I guess maybe that you'd be getting muscle pretty quick.
Well, so I do that for 30 minutes. My beautiful wife, she goes for a walk every day. Then she gets on the treadmill for 30 minutes. And then she goes for another walk in the evening. So I was doing, you know, 30 minutes in the morning, and then I would join her in their evening walks. And we both... We're like, no, we're doing too much. We're like, we're waking up and we're still sore. And you know, that's like discouraging for the next time. So we're both trying to scale back just enough to find that happy medium.
Yep, exactly. And that's what you want. You don't want to, you know, work out to strain your body. You want to build your body up. And if your body is telling you I'm sore, and it's a sore that's not from working out, it's a sore from pushing yourself, finding that sweet spot. But don't feel bad to turn the dial down or back off a little bit, or, you know, seeing the scale. I would recommend don't even go on the scale. You're going to freak yourself out.
My plan was to do it once a month before you came on so I could keep doing the updates on air, because, you know, everybody wants to know how much I weigh now, right?
It's so easy. I know. It's how about how you feel, how you look, you know, and as long as I said your clothes are not, you know, getting tight, then I think you're okay. That's really when you say, okay, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 10 pounds. It's like, oh, shoot. But I think you're doing great. And I mean, you definitely don't want to push it. You know, you definitely, I used to, back in college, I would run to decrease stress. I don't feel the need to run anymore. Like, I like walking. I'll hike. I do hike. But the impact, even on a track, my knees hurt the next day. And I'm like, why am I putting myself through this? You know, I can still get a good, you know, cardio by walking and hiking. I don't need to have the impact of running. And so I don't think I've had like any runner's damage. And I wasn't someone that was running like 5 miles, but the little bit I did run, you know, I just gave it up. I said, it's too much. The impact was becoming too much. And so I just stick to, you know, what I can do that my body's not reacting to. And I want to stay fit longer, not just have it for this short period of my life. You know, that's the thing too. It's not about, you know, it's longevity. I want to have it for a long time.
Yeah. And I'm trying to find a routine that I can do every day and not like, you know, every 2 or 3 days I wake up and I'm like, oh, you know, I hurt too much. I'm going to sit on the bike and do the really easy thing. You know, cause the stationary bike is the easiest of the four pieces of equipment I have. so I can just sit there and only use my legs. I'm not doing anything with my arms. That's my lazy day when I wake up and something's sore.
That's great, though, because what you're doing, Peter, it's great because you're actually still stimulating your heart, getting oxygen to your muscles and to your tissues, to your organs by movement, right? It's really about movement. It's not so much exercise. So this is a really good point, especially for your listeners. If anyone out there is hearing about your, you know, gym experience and they're going to do something, maybe this is good for them to know, too, that if you get on your bike and it's just an easy pedal and just relaxing and you're not pushing yourself, the movement is really what's key. You're not sedentary. Your body's moving. You're pumping oxygen and blood throughout your body. I think that's perfect. What you're doing is good. You know, I think you're on a good path.
I hope so. I want to get my regular pain in the butt allopathic doctor to stop trying to get me to take statin meds.
Just keep saying no. Just say no to drugs. That's you just got to say no to drugs.
How much time? All right, we've got 5 minutes-ish. What is so bad about the statin medicines?
The statins really, so let's back up and go over cholesterol. Okay, you got to back up to cholesterol. So we've been attacked that cholesterol is bad. But cholesterol, I've been doing research on cholesterol, and cholesterol is actually really good for your brain. It's really good for your body. It helps to keep cancer levels in check so your body doesn't get overwhelmed and then something becomes cancerous. Like, it's really, there's a lot of benefits to cholesterol. Now, when it comes to the arteries of our heart, we've been told avoid red meat, avoid your butters, avoid all this stuff. And if your cholesterol is high, you need to take this medication. Well, when you start with your diet first, okay, this is where it is. You start with your diet. Your body's now overproducing cholesterol because you've taken it out of your diet. So your body's like, oh, hold on, we need cholesterol. So now it's producing it. So you go for a lab workup and they go, your cholesterol is higher now. We need to put you on a medication to bring it lower, which your diet is what caused it to go up. Now, our arteries in our heart, this is where it's really important. When there's a problem, okay, we've been told that buildup on the wall is bad. But that buildup on the wall is repairing damage. Okay, that's actually the cholesterol doing its job. Now, our bodies naturally, okay, you get a scab, you get a paper cut. What happens with that scab? It eventually falls off, right? It goes away. Same thing happens internally. Internally, when there's a problem and our body's repairing itself, afterwards, it cleans itself out naturally. We don't need the medications to help our bodies out. It's actually hurting our bodies. So when you start taking these statins and this decrease in cholesterol so low, you're actually making your artery walls on your heart thinner and your body's producing more and trying to patch things up so that you don't explode. You know, your heart doesn't just say, oh my gosh, I can't handle this pressure. So cholesterol is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. I mean, my husband's at 250 and he's like, I'm good. And he's healthy. He's fine. His siblings, they all run a little high in their family. He's like, I'm not taking anything. And I'm like, no, you shouldn't. We eat fine. You're good. You're healthy. So the statins actually increase heart problems, increase heart disease, increase heart failure. And then they blame it on he had high cholesterol. That's why he died. It's like, no, it's not high cholesterol. It's the medication. And side effect to it, so you have muscle problems, it reduces your CoQ10 in your body naturally. So people have a lot of issues with their body, with no antioxidants, muscle aches, muscle pains, muscle spasms, and memory issues. I met someone who he's a triathlon. He's in his 70s, fit. He's got no fat on him. I mean, that guy is fit as can be. And he tells me his doctor put him on a cholesterol med because the cholesterol was kind of creeping up. And I said to him, I said, well, you're in really good shape. I don't see why they're freaking out about you. You should not worry about this. And then I started asking him questions and I asked about his memory. And he said, you know, since I've been on this, I can't remember things like I used to. So we talked it over and he talked to his doctor. So I'm coming off. The doctor, of course, like you, is not happy, saying, oh no, I want you on this. He came off of it. And his memory came back. He was able to start recalling things again. So the effect of statins, they are a very toxic medication. It was invented to, again, lead people into thinking cholesterol is bad. And it's really leading to more problems down the road. So avoid statins at all costs. And I will also say statins are one of the medications, the few, you can just stop. You don't need to taper. You can just stop that medication today. Be done with the statin. I will not say that for a lot of other medications because you do need to have a process in coming off, but the statins, you can just stop. there's no side effect or issue if you just stop a statin. So if anyone listening is concerned and saying, oh my gosh, I don't want to take this, it is something you can stop.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you weren't a fan of statins, and I knew that there was some sketchy stuff behind it. I didn't know it was that involved. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, hopefully it helps other people out there. And if you are concerned, I want to actually, one last thing I'll say, if people want to come to the Wellness Company and they are on medications and they don't know what to do, where to begin, or you are on a statin and you're afraid to just stop it and you want to talk to someone through the Wellness Company, again, go through, use Lighthouse code and book an appointment with a pharmacist. We have pharmacists there to talk to. If you're a member of One Wellness, which I really recommend becoming a One Wellness member, you have unlimited visits with your provider, unlimited visits with your pharmacist. You have 10 free supplements a month. And for $200 a month, you get all that plus other benefits. Use the code Lighthouse. You can save 10% on your first month. And you help Peter out at the same time. And you can meet with a pharmacist and go over your med list.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Dr. Jen Landwater, the Wellness Company, TWC.health. It's commercial break time. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the constitutionality of how we got to where we are and some of the Supreme Court cases that have, just eroded the constitutional protections that were given to us. Be back in 3 minutes.
We must take America back. We must take America back. Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. cows, too.
Easoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.